This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are live on the Alex Jones Show. We have Michael Heaver, the former press aide to Nigel Farage, coming up in the next segment to talk about the UK election, the snap election that's just been announced, and of course, the huge clash, the titanic battle which begins this Sunday between globalism and populism. It is the French presidential election. For the moment, let's dip back into the news. Breaking story up on Infowars.com. Sweden. Did you hear about what happened last night in Sweden? Again, Muslim avoids jail for anally raping teen because he, quote, couldn't understand no. Oh, it's part of his culture to anally rape teens, so let's treat him nicely. That's liberalism. Despite his 14-year-old victim repeatedly saying no, a Muslim migrant won't face rape charges because the court claimed he had difficulties in interpreting the word no. The Royal Court of Western Sweden said the Iraqi who had former convictions had suspected ADHD. Oh, okay, that's a good defense. So if you just claim to have ADHD, now you can go around raping teenagers, okay? Which, according to the court, gave him difficulties in interpreting and interacting with other people, as well as recognizing the standards he is expected to live up to. Bearing in mind, this is a country in Sweden which allowed back into their country 150 ISIS terrorists and tried to reintegrate them back into society. People who literally fought on the battlefields of Syria and Iraq, beheading children, enslaving Christians, shooting at, firing at Syrian army troops. They're now coming back into Europe, and we have to be nice to them. We have to be nice to them because we're a progressive, tolerant society, so we have to tolerate them raping teenage boys. We saw it in Austria. Again, the migrant goes to a swimming pool, rapes, what was it, a 9-year-old boy? Is absolutely baffled when the police come to arrest him because, oh, it's just part of my culture. Yeah, you see, out of the sun outrages Iraqi migrant who raped boy 10 in sexual emergency. That's what he called it, a sexual emergency. Conviction overturned because court couldn't prove the child said no. Absolutely chilling. The police turned up. He was like, why are you arresting me? This is completely normal in my country. They have Baga Barzi in Afghanistan, where they have an annual thing, a regular custom, where they just rape teenage boys. The US Army, the soldiers, were told to ignore it when some of them tried to blow the whistle. They tried to blow the whistle. They were told to shut up about it. Now these people are coming into Europe and the courts are showing leniency for raping 14-year-old teenagers. We have the situation all over Europe where they claim to be under 18. They claim to be minors, so they get lesser sentences. And now the big new feminist political icon in Sweden says that rapists shouldn't be deported. Foreign criminals shouldn't be deported. This is what's happening in Sweden. They're actually saying ISIS jihadists who come back into the country should be given welfare, jobs, housing. They should be tolerated. It's a progressive society. We need to tolerate the most regressive belief system on planet Earth. That's not tolerance, that's capitulation. That's destroying true, classical, liberal beliefs. European welfare benefits help fund ISIS fighters out of USA Today. And we featured the articles before. They actually called on Swedes to give up their garages, to give up the annexes in their properties to house incoming migrants. Absolutely insane. Now, Muslim avoids jail for anally raping teen because he couldn't understand. No. Any excuse whatsoever. You've had victims on trains that get raped by some of these migrants, and they say, well, I didn't want to report it because even reporting it might be seen as racist, and these people have been through a difficult time, so perhaps we should have tolerance of them raping women and children. No, we shouldn't have any tolerance of that in a truly progressive, liberal, tolerant society. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show with Michael Heaver talking about the French presidential election. Don't go away, Infowars.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on the third hour of The Alex Jones Show. As I was talking about earlier, we have a huge election coming up in France, the first round of which happens on Sunday. It is globalism versus populism once again. It is Marine Le Pen in the running with several other candidates. The polls are incredibly tight right now. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the UK election with my guest, Michael Heaver. He is a former press aide for Nigel Farage. He's a commentator in his own right. He worked on the Leave.eu campaign with Aaron Banks. And the website is westmonster.com. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Now, let's get into Paris, because, of course, we had the terrorist attack yesterday. Mm. You know, they used to call Beirut the Paris of the East. Now they're calling Paris the Beirut of the West. This has happened 21 times we've had Islamic terror attacks since Charlie Hebdo. 6 in 3 years in Paris alone. I mean, my question is, you know, if Marine Le Pen does fail to win this election, should we just accept that the French have capitulated to another form of fascism, this time in the guise of Islamofascism?
Well, you know, things in France are looking pretty dire. There's no doubt about that. I saw a stat actually on Zero Hedge earlier, the Twitter account, that said since early 2015 there have been 230 Islamist murders in France. I mean, if that doesn't show you that this is a war, then I don't know what does.
230, that is absolutely incredible. They're talking about murders, not just terrorist attacks, individual murders, right?
Yeah, 200, Zero Hedge has calculated 230 Islamist murders in France since early 2015. And although we know that we've got problems right across Europe, I think France has bared the brunt of it in a way that is unimaginable. I mean, we've obviously had some terrorist attacks in London, and we've seen things in Germany and so on. But France is, you know, this is the front line of the European war against Islamist extremism. And this election, you know, the stakes just couldn't be higher, as you point out. This is a huge election, not just for France, but for the whole of Europe, I feel.
But, Michael, Donald Trump is bad because he came out 2 hours after the attack had happened when the police said it was a terrorist attack, when Francois Hollande said it was a terrorist attack. Donald Trump had the temerity to call it a terrorist attack. And shouldn't we be outraged about that? And not the fact that there have been 21, at least, Islamic terror attacks, 230 murders in France. Shouldn't we be outraged about what Donald Trump said?
I know, outrageous, isn't it? It's just unbelievable. I mean, I'll just give you an example of the way it's been painted by some of the mainstream media here. I just watched a BBC report, which, of course, as we know, is one of the sort of main mainstream news in the UK. And their 6 o'clock rundown, there was no mention of the pro-ISIS note that was left by the terrorists. And there was no mention of the Quran found in the car. Very interesting how some of this is being framed. You know, again, people are very quick to try and separate, oh, this has nothing to do with Islam, and Donald Trump's terrible for saying these things. And I just think the thing that fills me with a lot of confidence is I think that line of argument has never been less credible, has never been listened to by fewer people. And I think that's why, you know, Le Pen not that long ago was, you know, people would say she was an extreme figure. She had no chance of winning. She does have a real chance of winning. We're looking at an election here that's going to be very tight, very unpredictable. You've got four candidates that could all go through to that second round, but she has got a very good chance of winning.
And let's talk about some of the candidates now. In fact, let's get that clip ready to roll again with Obama endorsing Macron, the establishment candidate who they tried to frame as a populist for the first portion of his campaign. We have that clip ready. Let's roll Obama endorsing Emmanuel Macron.
I have President Barack Obama for you. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
It's Emmanuel?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm doing very well. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well.
The main message I had was to wish you all the best in the coming days. And make sure that, as you said, you work hard all the way through. Because you never know, it might be that last day of campaigning that...
Yeah, I do agree.
Makes all the difference.
I will do my best, believe me. So I will fight this last minute. And we will keep it in touch, and our teams will liaise in order to organize a new contact and see how to work together if I'm going to the runoff. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you took the time.
Good luck.
Now, Michael, the media whined and whined about Putin interfering in the U.S. election. They whined about Putin interfering in the French election. But Obama can interfere in the French election, and nobody bats an eyelid.
Well, you know, Obama's obviously got a fantastic record because if you remember, he came over to Britain and threatened us and said we'd be at the back of the queue if we dared vote to leave the European Union. And the British people basically went to the polls and told them where to go. So frankly, you know, I think this Obama intervention is marvellous. I think it's going to show once again that the likes of Macron and Obama and all these people who have had their time in government, Tony Blair's another one, they've had their time of this so-called centrist politics. And what I find interesting is when people like Obama and Macron, they're now described as centrist. Let's look at what that means. What it actually means is that they're pro-open border, they're pro-EU, they've effectively allowed in ISIS to walk into Europe and cause all of this mayhem. And I would now argue that it's people like Macron, actually, that are on the fringe of politics. And we are the new mainstream. You know, the average French voter now is not sitting around thinking that the EU is marvellous, that pro-open borders has worked. that mass immigration is a good thing. The multiculturalism should go on. That's the Macron position, but that's the fringe position now. And so I think when you have people like Obama and Macron grouping together, I think it actually exposes that these are yesterday's men with yesterday's answers that have tried to govern, and we've seen what's resulted. It's been mass Islamic terrorism, it's been open borders, and it's been complete disaster.
In fact, we had a poll out of Europe. It was conducted by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, where they found, I think it was a 10,000 people surveyed in Europe, 55% wanted a total shutdown on all Islamic immigration, compared to about, or was it 20-odd% who said the opposite, the rest didn't know. And in France, those numbers were even higher than 55%, right?
Yeah, I mean, just astronomical numbers. And what I find very interesting is the immigration debate in terms of the anti-EU side of things initially started out as a lot of an economic one. The argument was that if you let unlimited amounts of people into Europe, it pushes, or you know, from Eastern Europe into Britain, it pushes down wages and living standards for people. I now think we're seeing an evolution of that from an economic argument to security argument. And the problem is, people are looking around and thinking, immigration equals a national security risk. Immigration equals a threat from ISIS. And that's very, very bad because, you know, at the end of the day, we want people to be able to move around the world. But the way that it's being done at the moment is totally outrageous. To allow people to walk into Europe with some sob story. You know, I've seen on Westminster, we ran a few stories about the Dutch government. There were 8,000 failed asylum seekers that the Dutch government said, no, you've applied for asylum, we've rejected your bid to stay in the country. And then they said, oh, but you can make your own way out of the country. As if they were all just going to go, well, okay, you said we can't stay, so off we go. You know, Germany has over 500,000 failed asylum seekers now, still in the country. The authorities have lost control of it. And it's to the point where they've got an open door with anyone being able to walk in virtually, and they don't know what to do. They've got zero policy solution. What is Emmanuel Macron's solution to mass immigration? What's his solution to ISIS? What's his solution to failed asylum seekers coming in under bogus IDs? He's got no solution. His solution is the EU, and it's a failed one. And that's, I think, the exciting thing for the world. I think that increasingly people are looking at this and thinking, we've had enough, it's time for a change, and hopefully we see Le Pen elected president of France.
Well, Macron came out with his so-called solution yesterday, which was the same as Manuel Valls, the French Prime Minister after Nice, and he basically said, this terrorism's going to continue for years and years, we just have to live with it. Absolutely incredible, right?
Yeah, well, you know, that just shows they've totally run out of ideas. I mean, again, all I would say is, they cast themselves as centrist. Who on earth in France is going to look at that answer and think that's a logical, rational response to mass murder in France and Europe? They're just not. Unfortunately, as we've seen in Britain, this argument was defeated. What happened was politicians fought for the EU, the establishment fought for the EU, regardless of the merit of the case. Now, it cannot be argued that your country is more secure with EU open borders than it is by controlling the borders. But they will ignore that fact because they are fully signed up to the EU project, come what may. We ran another story in Westminster recently about Marine Le Pen. Before she did an interview with the French media, they had an EU flag and a French flag behind her, and she demanded that the EU flag be removed because she wants to be the president of France, not a nation state of an EU super state. But Macron, you saw it in that video with Obama, you've seen it in many other interviews, and he gave a speech where he held up the EU flag. To me, the EU flag is a flag of a dying project that has utterly failed and has frankly made the continent of Europe massively more unsafe than ever should have been. The migrant crisis, I'm afraid, is going to run on and on. There's no solution. Austria are now saying, let's shut the Mediterranean border. Let's shut the ability for people to come across. But it's just not going to work. The people are there. There's 3 million of them, according to another EU commissioner. And they've been encouraged by the likes of Merkel to come, cross borders and get into Europe. And Macron hasn't got any answers. All he can say is, don't vote for me because the other lot are very scary. Vote for me for a continuation of what we got. It just won't wash. And I'm enormously optimistic now that with Brexit, with Trump, and hopefully with Le Pen, we're seeing, I think, a tipping point in the history of our continent and our country.
And I think what we're going to see is what we saw before Trump, which is a lot of virtue signalling about, yes, I'm going to vote for the establishment, I'm going to vote for Macron, but when it comes down to it, they will side with Le Pen. Of course, the other threat is they will go the opposite way and vote for the far-left candidate, Mélenchon, and we'll talk about him as we come back after the break. We're talking to Michael Heaver of Westmonster.com. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
We are live on the Alex Jones Show, talking to Michael Heaver. of westmonster.com. This is quite a new website with a lot of excellent breaking news. He's also very active on Twitter. Michael_Heaver on Twitter or Westmonster on Twitter. It is westmonster.com. Breaking news is the fact that it appears the police officer killed in yesterday's terror attack in France was one of the same police officers involved in saving lives of people during the Bataclan massacre back in 2015. So that just adds an extra dimension of tragedy to what happened yesterday in France. Michael, we got the first round of this election coming up. We briefly touched on it, but 20% either way, you can't split these candidates. It's within the margin of error. You have Macron, the establishment candidate, Fillon, the conservative. Then we have this guy, Mélenchon, who is basically come out of nowhere. What do we know about him?
Well, he's basically an old throwback commie, but he's very sort of anti-Euro on an economic front. I mean, don't forget, the interesting thing and one of the biggest examples of how the EU has crushed democracy in Europe is if you look at Greece. Now, Greece, you know, the Greek people are very, very desperate. They elected basically a far left revolutionary government called Syriza, who basically were meant to fight the crushing austerity being imposed upon them by the EU. And they got elected and then crushed by the EU and weren't allowed to basically implement and had to submit to Brussels. So that far left anti-Euro sentiment is now building. And what it shows you is that increasingly the people that are opposed to the EU, there are so many holes in it. Whether you're a far left communist supporter, a far left socialist, whether you're, you know, someone on the patriotic right, if you're a libertarian, if you're a centre-right conservative, you know, there are so many problems with the EU now that whatever your ideological background, whatever your massive interest in policy, whether it's economic, whether it's national security, whether it's border controls, the EU basically fails on all fronts. You know, it hasn't got a single initiative right. It's got a migrant crisis. It's got a eurozone that's going to collapse eventually. We've seen the rise of people, you know, in Italy and all the rest of it, the five-star movement. So for me, it shows you once again how the EU is uniting people effectively against it for a range of different reasons, because it's made so many bad flaws. And I rather like the delicious prospect of there being a all anti-Euro, Eurosceptic runoff between two people who strongly dislike the Euro and the EU for very different reasons. I think that's would be quite the indictment on the EU.
That is the establishment's worst nightmare. Of course, the top two candidates go through to the final round. It could be the populists on both sides of the equation. Another thing that interested me is Marine Le Pen has support amongst young people in France aged 18 to 24. 39% of young people in those age brackets say they're going to vote for Marine Le Pen. We saw with Brexit, you know, this is old people destroying young people's future. They can't say that about France, can they? What's driving that phenomenon of youth energy behind Marine Le Pen?
Well, obviously, people like me and you, Paul, you know, across Europe, we're driving the agenda now. I think we've grown up in a Europe, much like many in France, where we've seen the damage that open borders have done, that we've seen this ridiculous throwback project be painted out as some forward-thinking globalist initiative that can solve all the world's problems. And what it's actually done is completely failed on all fronts. And I think, you know, if you're the thing I always say about Britain, I think is much the same in France, is if you're a young 18-year-old school leaver, you didn't do that well at school, you want to go and work hard, though, you want to get that first job, you want to go and get your foot on the ladder, and you're now an 18-year-old in lots of parts of the EU, and you're competing against people that are 30, 40 years old that have come in from Eastern Europe or come from around the world. And so the jobs market, I think, in terms of job prospects, is absolutely dismal now for a lot of young people. Not only that, but wages have been absolutely crushed. One other thing I would like to mention is, you talk about young people, that's very, very true. Another set of people I would argue it's very important that the French people listen to and take seriously is the thoughts of the French police. And the new poll that we ran on Westminster.com is that 51% of French police, and this was before the Paris attack, by the way, 51% are planning to vote Le Pen. And Le Pen today has basically said that she wants massive military step up against ISIS, and she wants 15,000 extra troops on the streets in France to defend against ISIS terror attacks. I've heard as well that on the day of the polling for the French election, there are going to be 50,000 French police they have to put out across the street to defend against terrorist attacks. I mean, if that doesn't show you that there's a war, you have to deploy 50,000 troops and police to secure polling stations.
They're telling us, Michael, this is the new normal. Will French people reject that as part of their routine daily lives? We'll come back with the final segment with Michael Heaver after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back on The Alex Jones Show Live. Final long segment with Michael Heaver of Westmonster.com. We're talking about the French election. Going to wrap that up here in a second and move on to the UK election, which, of course, was just announced a few days ago. Michael, just to finish up on the French issue, the polls are all over the place. A, can Marine Le Pen win? B, if she does win, is it the beginning of the end for the European Union?
Well, I've heard you say, and I think you're absolutely correct in your analysis, Paul, that she can win, but she needs to win that first round. She needs to build up a real sense of momentum as a winner, as someone who has not just done well in polls, but has followed it through at the ballot box. And I am optimistic that she can do it. And one of the biggest reasons for that is if you dial down into some of the polling numbers, you'll see that her voters, her base, is incredibly committed to her. I think about over 83% of her voters are 100% going to vote, 100% aren't going to switch. You compare that with Emmanuel Macron, he has similar overall numbers, but then you dial down and about a third of his voters may switch. And my feeling is, you know, I think the easiest victory for Le Pen would be if she took on Francois Fillon, because I think a lot of more left-wing workers and socialists would actually back Le Pen over him. But I think she could actually beat any of the three, but I think it's vital that she comes top. And just one more thing I wanted to mention was another stat I've seen recently, just to show the scale of the problem that France has, over 17,000 people now on the France serious anti-terror list. This is a small army. Over 2,000 of them are reckoned to have gone and fought for ISIS in Iraq or Syria. This is the scale of the problem. And frankly, I've heard, and this might not be true, but I've heard that there is some polling in France that suggests Le Pen is actually doing way better than polls, the official polls suggest. Private polling showing she's doing very, very well indeed. I'm confident, and hopefully we see it. It'd be a great thing.
No, that's what I've been hearing, that the energy behind Le Pen on the ground is far more vigorous than the polls would suggest. We will wait and see. The first round is on Sunday, of course, as you mentioned, with the extremists. The guy who killed the officer in Paris yesterday was another extremist. They had him on a list. He had targeted officers before they let him go. That is Marine Le Pen's policy, to deport those people if they're French citizens, get them in jail. She's the only one advocating that. But let's move on to the UK. Because, of course, Theresa May a few days ago announced this snap election. Of course, the primary question that people have is, you know, 48% of the country voted for Remain. Does this election pose any kind of threat to the hard Brexit that those, that 52% of Leave supporters really want to see pushed through? Is it going to be a threat to Brexit?
Realistically, I don't think it will be, but you never quite, this could be a quite unpredictable election. Everyone's looking at the moment is this. You've got Theresa May, who has, what, you know, campaigned to stay in the EU, but is now saying that she's going to implement it and basically deliver the Brexit that most people want to see. What the problem that the anti-Brexit side have is they're just not that credible in this country. You've got Jeremy Corbyn, a throwback hard left socialist who has got no public support really outside of London, and you know, much like many of the people on the far left, is very much of a niche character. He hasn't got much widespread support. You've then got the Liberal Democrats, who are very much a tarnished brand, but a bit of a resurgent force. The interesting thing is going to be the anti-EU party that obviously I've been involved in the past, and is Nigel Farage's party, although he's not standing at this election himself, is UKIP. Because the weird system we have here, for people that understand, is we have this ridiculous voting system where it's all done on a constituency or regional basis. So UKIP, for instance, at the last election, it got about 4 million votes, but only one seat. Because although it had a massive spread of millions of votes across the country, geographically, that was only concentrated in one area enough to win any representation. So the really bad thing about our voting system is that you can have millions of people totally unrepresented. Unlike, say, in the French presidential election, where obviously everyone that votes, whoever gets the most votes, they all count. They're not broken down in that way. My feeling is that the Labour Party are going to get demolished because they've got this niche appeal, and a lot of Labour voters who are concerned about things like border controls and mass migration, I could see going to UKIP. And frankly, you know, there's no all the polls show there's no appetite in this country for reversal of Brexit. But we do know, of course, that people like Gina Miller are crowdfunding, trying to block Brexit. These campaigners, you know, they're going to the, some of the big businesses and all the big businessmen, etc. They're trying to block Brexit. But I'm quite optimistic that's not going to happen.
Now, there is this fear that, you know, Theresa May's holding this election. And let's not forget that she was a Remainer. She didn't campaign vigorously for it, but she supported the Remain side. There's this fear that she's going to build up this political capital, providing she wins handsomely, which the polls look like she will, to try and make Brexit her own. So it becomes not so much the Boris Johnson-Michael Gove Brexit, but the Theresa May Brexit. So then she has that political capital to call it her own and will then push for soft Brexit. You're saying you don't think that's going to happen, right?
I think Theresa May is... long term, if she backs down from a position of delivering a full Brexit, then UKIP will surge to numbers that we've never seen before. And I think the Conservatives know that. Look, let's not forget, the only reason that David Cameron and the Conservatives had the referendum was because UKIP and Nigel Farage forced their hand, right? The reason that we won the referendum was because Nigel Farage spearheaded it. I think the Conservatives now are backed into a corner with UKIP, but look, I don't trust them. And the biggest litmus test for all of this is going to be, what are they going to do about mass immigration? Now, the Brexit Conservative Minister David Davis, along with Boris Johnson, along with Theresa May, before the election was announced, they made several comments each that basically we may have to go on with mass migration because how could big bosses possibly cope if they didn't have thousands and hundreds of thousands each year of unskilled workers pouring in from Europe to keep wages at rock bottom? Now, that is, if they intend to continue that, and they can't blame EU open borders because we won't be in them, then that is not going to go down well. The other thing that isn't going to go down well is if they insist on a massive payment, you know, Juncker and all the rest of them in Brussels talking about £50 billion being handed over. I mean, that is just not going to wash at all. And I think the EU, I think they're going to try a quite hardline approach to the negotiations on the basis that, well, if Britain does really well, then lots of other people are going to want to leave. Unfortunately, if there is no deal, it will hurt the European economies and people far more than it will hurt Britain. So I hope, you know, the EU nationalists see sense on this. But my feeling is there could well be no EU deal because the EU nationalists are going in this with a very, very hard head, it would seem.
Now, let's just break this down for people, our American audience, because I don't think they truly grasp the situation with immigration in the United Kingdom. A tiny country, a packed, overcrowded country. The transport is basically stuttering at this point. The NHS waiting rooms are overflowing. Population of 60 million. Talk to people about the numbers of people who are coming into the UK every single year.
Well, look, the post-war average for Britain, you know, as you say, we're a very small country, really, geographically, is that we had between 30 and 50,000 net per year coming in. That was the post-war average. We're now looking, we've had up to 330,000 net migration a year. Right? So that's not 330,000 people coming in. That's 330,000 more people coming in than leaving. I mean, these are just astronomical numbers. And the thing is, a lot of this is concentrated in certain areas. You know, London is just so overcrowded now, it's ridiculous. The transportation system, you know, the underground, all the rest of it, is really struggling. NHS and the hospitals. You know, just to give you an example of these people watching now, a flavour, though, of the debate in this country, is that politicians here will often talk about, as an example, a housing crisis. They'll say, well, we're not building enough homes. We're not building enough homes. And what they never point out is the fact that how can you build enough homes for the people coming in at 330,000 net migration or even 200,000 net migration a year, on top of everyone here that already needs a house? You know, that's what they always leave out. And that's one of the crippling problems we're having in this country now. The NHS, as you say, is another one. There are so many problems building up. And the scale upon which this is happening, it's just been huge. Now, if the Conservatives think that they can come out of the EU and have a Britain that is controlling its borders, but chooses to go on with a policy of mass migration, even though we have control of our borders, my feeling is you're going to see an absolute political revolution in this country because it'll be one step too far. People, this is the number one priority in the EU referendum, controlling the borders, ending mass migration. And it was David Cameron himself, with Theresa May as Home Secretary, who put out a target of tens of thousands net migration a year. And so far, they've been nowhere near it. They've got to deliver on this.
People just don't quite grasp it. You've got a nation of renters. You've got a nation increasingly of people living with their parents. To give people an idea, to live in London, to buy a two-bedroom apartment in London, a small two-bedroom apartment in a council block, which is the equivalent of government housing, ex-government housing, you're looking at shelling out, what are we talking, in a half-decent area, you know, £500,000-£700,000. That's upwards of $1 million. People simply can't afford it. It's not sustainable. They talk about a housing crisis. The fact they're bringing in net 300,000 people every single year is never part of the debate. And that's the rejection you saw with Brexit. I want to talk about Brexit, actually. It's almost a year since the vote. We had massive doomsday proclamations that when this vote went through, if it went through for leave, which it did, we would instantly begin to see economic Armageddon, all these different companies deserting the UK. What's happened in the 10 months since the Brexit vote?
Well, things have been pretty good. I mean, tourism's up and retail sales are up. And, of course, you won't hear any of this on the TV because the whole thing's been a disaster and a catastrophe. The economic reality has not bared out any of the predictions from the so-called experts. And one of the interesting things I like to think about, Paul, that isn't often discussed is, if you think about the people that run Britain, or, you know, and run the Treasury, the people that made all these predictions, the people whose job it is to get economic forecasts correct, these people didn't just get it wrong. They got it catastrophically wrong. Some of them said that this country would be in recession. And yet they've been proven to basically not know what they're talking about. And the interesting thing about when we talk about the swamp and Trump and draining the swamp, how many of them have lost their jobs? How many of these economists and these officials in the Treasury that made all these predictions about what would happen with Brexit and were proven basically to not have a clue what they were talking about have lost their jobs? They're all still there. They're all still making predictions. Our government's still relying on them to make the predictions about economic policy. And that's the thing I find interesting now. I don't think that's good enough anymore. I think when we're looking at a Brexit revolution and democracy spreading and the move against globalism, we need some accountability here. If we're relying on people to make economic forecasts, very important economic forecasts, don't forget, you know, some of those scare stories could have swung the referendum, could have changed the course of this country's history. And the people that made them and got them so badly wrong are just not accountable. In fact, George Osborne, who was the Chancellor at the time, who just announced he's standing down as an MP, by the way, doubled the national debt as well, isn't he a great guy? Who oversaw these ridiculous economic forecasts, has just been made editor of the London Evening Standard newspaper in London. So, you know, this shows you failure in politics is sometimes rewarded. It is quite bizarre.
They're rewarding people who got it absolutely 100% wrong, especially in terms of, as he said, economic forecasts and the media. Regarding the media, actually, I wanted to talk about a big story you covered a few weeks ago, which was you looked at the average age of people who are watching mainstream media broadcasts. Very interesting results. Tell us the figures.
Well, basically, it showed you, I think, that the BBC was about 61%. You know, you're talking mid-50s. Even the hip channels that are sort of targeted, I think E4 was one, it's sort of mid-40s now. So what it shows you is an entire generation of people that aren't tuned in to this sort of scheduled programming of sit down at 7 o'clock around the fire with your family type thing. That's basically dying out. And again, I'm although there's a lot going on in the world that's scary, and you know the ISIS threat in Europe and all the rest of it, I find things like this incredibly exciting because it shows that, you know, people like you and InfoWars, the impact is there now. It's plain to see. The audiences are dying out for a lot of the mainstream news. And even if people do watch it, they pick out the bits they want. They don't want to sit through 1 hour of political interviews to listen to the one person that they're interested in. They'd rather go on YouTube an hour later and pick out that interview. And it's making people quite proactive, in a way, in their engagement with the democratic process and what's going on in the media. So I find all this stuff fascinating. I think we're going to see more and more and more of it. We've seen, obviously, various other internet-based media groups start up. And I think it's fantastic. We're even seeing it, by the way, in sports in this country, in Britain, which is very interesting. Rather than just having paid pundits on TV that analyse games now, you're having fan channels, right? So you're having people who are fans of teams going outside grounds and interviewing other fans about the game. And you know, I just find that exciting that it's expanding through the whole of our cultural fabric now.
And it's more interesting because it's more controversial. They've got leeway to say exactly what they want. They're not going to say the same cookie-cutter crap that you see on sports commentary or on news commentary, which is what the BBC is. The average age of their viewer is 61 years old. You know, CNN is 59. Fox News is even older. I think it's something like 69. They're literally dying out. They're getting decimated on YouTube, which is why they're coming down with the censorship on that. And it's really refreshing to see. And that's why, as you mentioned earlier, more and more younger people are being drawn to our political message because we're on demand, we're more accessible, we're more controversial, we're not controlled by anyone. People don't tell us what to say, we say what we think, and that's what people want to see. Just in the final couple of minutes here, Michael, Westmonster.com, you start this website, what, back, I think it was about 5-6 months ago now. Tell us about Westmonster.
Yeah, we started up in January. It's me and Aaron Banks, who is a major UKIP donor and also is the chairman of the Leave.eu campaign group for Brexit, who played such a fundamental role in winning the referendum here. And basically, I mean, my whole push on it is that I think, you know, you talk about politics being the new punk. I feel very, very strongly now that the arguments that the likes of Marine Le Pen and Nigel Farage and Donald Trump make on borders, on culture, on, you know, putting your own country's economic interests first, I think these are mainstream values. And I really resent the way that sometimes people push these ideas as being on the fringes of society. And it's all a bit strange, isn't it, if you think mass migration is a bad thing and you must be a bit of a weirdo. Now, that's sort of a very London-centric, quite, you know, a lot of wealthy people who think they're very clever try pushing that message through a lot of big media. And what we're doing is actually breaking this down and pointing out in a lot of times the ridiculousness of the so-called centrist view. I mean, again, we mentioned Emmanuel Macron. What's centrist about keeping your country inside a dying EU project with a failed currency that's been a disaster in terms of the migrant crisis and jobs and economically, and been a disaster in terms of national security? That's the new fringe. We're the mainstream. And so we wanted to present a lot of the stories that are going on in Europe and going with Trump and Brexit and push the good news of Brexit, because there's a lot of good economic news, and just, you know, just point out and say, you know, we're the new mainstream. That's how I think a lot of people feel now.
You're resonating with people. We're resonating with people. They're not. That's why they're in a blind panic. They are the new fringe. As you said, we are the emerging new frontline of media and youthful, energetic truth behind presidential candidates, behind these issues that people really care about, mass migration being prime amongst them. Michael Heaver, Westmonster.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, there goes Michael Heaver. We will be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax. If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and substantially reduce or eliminate your tax burden. If you're approved and qualified, the IRS will stop the collections against you. Don't feel overwhelmed. Please call the consumer hotline to see if you qualify. 800-295-3715. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get the help you need by calling the consumer hotline. 800-295-3715. That's 800-295-3715. 800-295-3715.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Live on the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news: Israeli warplanes launch missile attack on Syrian army units. That whole powder keg continues to escalate in Syria. We're going to dip back into that news in a second. But final call for the Easter mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. These specials will not last for much longer. 30% off Brainforce, 25% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, 25% off Super Male, Female Vitality. In fact, I think Super Male Vitality is almost basically sold out at those prices, so these products are going quick. This is not going to stick around for long. 25% off Survival Shield X2. We have all the other great products there at InfoWarsStore.com. Caveman. The Caveman True Paleo Formula. The Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. You're going to buy fluoride free toothpaste anyway. Who isn't using it at this point? Why not buy it direct from us? Five-star reviews. Five-star reviews, 18 of them, for Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Those conservatism is the new counterculture mugs are going to be out soon as well. Excited about that. That's going to trigger a lot of people in the process. And again, there's the toothpaste. Supporters, we're under attack. We really appreciate it. We couldn't survive and thrive without you. The extended Easter sale still running for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back into this news right now, US officials announced yesterday that they would seek the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. That was a huge story yesterday. It continues to rumble on today. Basically, you know, WikiLeaks releases classified information it believes is in the public interest from anonymous sources. The New York Times and the Washington Post does exactly the same thing. So why aren't their journalists being arrested too? Why aren't they being brought up on charges? Well, we know why. Because they're working directly with the deep state. Whereas Julian Assange and WikiLeaks is working to expose the crimes of the deep state. That's why he's under threat of arrest and they're not. Now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has come out and pushed for Assange's arrest. Of course, he should be focusing on what he was brought into the Trump administration to do, which is arresting and deporting illegal aliens, narco-terrorists, and drug dealers. Now he's moving over to focus on arresting Julian Assange again. Splitting with the Trump base, a lot of people are concerned about that. Let's be honest, a lot of people have said that could be their final straw if Julian Assange is arrested. Again, especially given the fact, remember Trump said, quote, I love WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. That's what he said. Now Julian Assange is under threat of arrest. Now Congressman Peter King, and we have this clip, we can cue it up, said yesterday on CNN that Trump is seeing Assange and WikiLeaks from a, quote, different perspective. Here's the clip.
The president is seeing this now from a different perspective and realizing that, you know, while maybe one day Assange can help you, overall, this is damaging to the national interest of the United States. And again, he's put American lives at risk over the years.
So there you have Peter King celebrating this decision. How concerned should we be that people like Peter King are celebrating the Trump administration's decisions? How concerned should we be that Lindsey Graham is up on Fox News saying he's, quote, the happiest dude ever, given what's happening with Syria, NATO, and a bunch of other issues? Now, let's be clear. We're absolutely delighted that Hillary Clinton is not in the White House. But let's also be clear in saying the elephant in the room is that many in Trump's base are extremely concerned about these 180 reversals that have happened over the past month, the potential arrest of Julian Assange being one of them. Huge concern amongst the base. Many people have said that that is their red line. That's the final straw. They will abandon Trump. He's impressionable. We need to talk to him, and we'll continue to do so. We'll be back with the next segment, Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.